got on the topic of sperm donation somehow on the show.
Oh, because we were talking about Seal, and yes. I thought, gosh, it'd be good just to have one of his sperm and see how that turned out.
Yep. And now we're down this road, and we always say, feel free to call the show anytime, 13, 12, 16. We love to hear from you. Jamie's called the show from Newcastle, listening to the Gawndy and Ash show. Morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Hey, so you've been down this road?
Yeah, I have, and I will look on it for future children as well.
Cool. Okay. So you currently have a child that's born of a sperm donor?
Yes. Not through this Facebook page, but yeah, it's through sperm donation, and my son doesn't know who the donor was, and that will be up to him when he reaches the age to understand if he wants to reach out to him to find out, you know, family history, etc., or just to simply find out who his father is.
So you go onto a Facebook page, is that right, or is it through a website?
No, there is actually a couple of Facebook pages in Australia. That a lot of, you know, men, gay women or infertile husbands go on, and you can put up a post of, you know, what you're looking for, special criteria you're looking for in a male. And then, you know, anyone who has the criteria, they can, you know, like it or comment on it. And then you can talk privately. You can get to know the donor, you know, from top to bottom.
So you can see what they look like.
Yeah, you can ask for photos. You know, you can actually meet them in person, and, you know, if you feel comfortable finding out and forming a friendship with the donor, or you can simply say, I just want your sperm, and, you know, that's it.
Yeah, because I've heard for the ones that are anonymous, all you get to see is a baby picture of that person. Is that true?
No. You can ask for, you know, recent photos, any other children they have, if the donor feels comfortable releasing those photos. It just all depends on what kind of, you know, bond or relationship you want to have with the donor.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't accidentally want to get Shrek's sperm, would you?
No.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
What if you're being catfish and it's not really them, and you do get someone or someone who's had a bit of plastic surgery and they don't actually look like they do now, you know? You hear of those stories too. You don't know what they really look like. Or is it one of those things that you can really dig deep on before you decide?
If you want to dig deep, you can, and it's, yeah, also how much the donor wants to release as well.
What's in it for the donor, do you think? Because Matt was telling us, our producer, that you don't get paid in Australia, you only get paid in the States. So what's in it for them, just helping people that would like babies?
Yeah, simple satisfaction for them knowing that they've given somebody that they can't do on their own.
Isn't it weird for that person to think that you got kids running around out there that you've sort of given your sperm to, and one day they might come knocking on your door?
I don't know. I can't speak for the donors, so.
Yeah.
I think this is fascinating, and I really appreciate you calling up, Jamie. That's just so exciting to hear that story.
That's right. Because I see all the posts daily, so there's a lot of single women on there. Just, you know, they don't want a relationship, but they do want to have kids, or, you know, there's lesbian couples that want to, you know, want children, or, you know, married, you know, wife and husband. The husband might be infertile, and yeah, there's just numerous different reasons. You can choose artificial insemination or natural insemination.
It's all above board, this Facebook group?
I believe so, yeah.
I believe so, said by someone who does that. You're like, I believe so, yeah. Jamie, and you and your partner, your girlfriend, you guys are through this right now. You're in the middle of this right now.
Not right now, but, you know, I've been looking into it for a while, and, you know, if we decide to go down that road, or if we decide to go through an IVF clinic, we'll decide that. Option.
Okay.
Oh, that's so exciting.
All right. Well, you need a Netflix subscription so you can Netflix and chill at the same time, you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
Yep, so,